Oh, that music can mean two things. One, we're watching Mad Men, or two, Mike Schultz is in studio.
It's coming up soon, right? January? Mad Men?
Yeah.
I think.
The new season.
Bring
They're
it on.
Filming it now, and yeah, we'll have it in January.
Sweet. Good.
But that's on the TV. We're here to talk about the talkies, the motion pictures. Mike Schultz is your entertainment editor and
big screen
movie critic for the River City Screener. He joins us here on Friday mornings to talk about the movies. And Mike, the big movie would have been Moneyball.
Moneyball.
And?
Moneyball. Favorite movie of the year.
Is it?
Bar none. Bar
really?
None.
Wow.
It is so much fun. Huh. It is such a good, smart, fast-paced, entertaining. Oh, wow. Brad Pitt, I'm sorry. Brad Pitt, performance of the year so far.
Yeah.
He's
no
unbelievable.
Kidding.
It is the Brad Pittiest performance you've ever seen. It's like everything you've wanted him to do, kind of all rolled up into one.
Really?
Everything you've
character.
Ever wanted him to be.
He's sensational. I can't picture anyone else
now,
in that role.
Are you a baseball fan? I know it doesn't matter.
You know what? I like watching baseball live.
Yes.
I'm not crazy about watching on TV. But I do like going to games enormously.
Okay. But you don't have to be a baseball fan, obviously.
Not at all. Nor
this.
Do you have to know anything about sabermetrics, which is like what it's about. It's about statistical analysis. This is 2 hours of stats, basically, and it's
paper,
got an Aaron
I'm going to be honest,
script.
Mike. On paper, and I'm crazy for baseball. Sabermetrics, not so much.
Yeah.
But on paper, it seems like it'd be a terribly boring movie.
It seems like it'd be a terribly boring movie. But man, this thing is fast. It's smart. It's funny as hell. It's really moving. It's a great sports movie. On top of it, you've got you want them to win the damn championship.
Yeah.
You know, it's. Jonah Hill is amazing in it.
Yeah.
This is, you know,
words
what's
I
going
never
on?
Thought would come out of your mouth.
Philip
Mike
Seymour
Schultz.
Hoffman, you know, who you think you've seen all of his tricks by now, comes through the performance you've never seen from him before, just this kind of this gruff, surly manager. And it's stunning.
Yeah.
I loved this
Best
movie.
Best movie of the year so far.
Yep, absolutely. It was a time. I'd go again in a heartbeat.
This is going to get some Oscar
A little love, I think. Yeah. I don't know. Anyone who's seen it hasn't liked it. I haven't read one kind of negative review on it. It made some good money over the weekend. Not quite as much as The Lion
Not
King.
Not Lion King money.
Not Lion
God
King,
bless.
Though. But it's great. I can't recommend it enough.
Now, with The Lion King,
so
do they adjust that for $1,994 when they...
No. No. They
just actual real dollars.
Actual 2011
real money.
But still.
Yeah.
What else did you see?
What else do we see? Killer Elite with Jason Statham and Robert De Niro and Clive Owen.
Yeah.
Man,
so
all those movies just blend together in my head, you know, at the end of the day. Jason Statham with a gun. I really like him. He's fun to watch, but at the end of the day, who cares? Yeah,
right.
I've forgotten everything about the movie like an hour after I saw it.
Right.
Although there is one scene where Jason Statham is tied to a chair, arms tied behind him, legs shackled, and still kicks the crap out of two guys, which was outstanding. That was a good that I'd never seen before. I'm like, all right,
that's a cool
trick. That's how tough he is. And De Niro's actually really good in it, surprisingly.
So not the worst thing.
No, not at all. Just
wait a minute.
Just
did
bland.
You just say De Niro's good in a movie? Surprisingly,
well,
is that where we're at with Robert De Niro
right?
now?
Well, seriously, what was the last really good thing you've seen him do?
Surprisingly, Robert De Niro is good.
Whoever thought we'd be saying that?
But
it's like Pacino now. You have to say the same thing. Pacino's not bad.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Depressing. I saw Abduction with Taylor Lautner on the lam.
Oh, right.
Running away from.
Right. He was.
You know, he's
adopted by spies or something.
By spies
right?
or something.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, it's a laugh riot. It is
awful,
it is camp classic good. Yeah,
yeah.
It's laughable from first scene to last. That kid can't do anything.
No.
He's why even, you
he
know?
Can't
just
do anything.
Just put a bag over his head and have him take off his shirt. That's all people care about. You know, and that's all he does. He would be just as emotive with the bag over his head as he is without it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So bad.
Well, then maybe he can get a role as the unknown comic when the Gong Show movie comes out.
There might be worse ideas.
I spent some time
over
the weekend with a little movie called Lava Girl and Shark Boy.
Did you see? Yeah.
And
did Owen want to see that?
No. Well, no, he was taking a nap. I was flipping through. And
okay.
I thought, boy, this kid was never good.
No.
Just bad.
Yeah, just bad. Bad.
Can't
bad
act.
Child. And goofy looking. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I guess I don't get it.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Is he not symmetrical?
Movie stars are movie stars because they have a symmetrical face.
Yeah.
He's like two-faced. He's got like a half a face and another half a face that are thrown together.
That don't quite match.
Ill-conceived.
But yeah, he shouldn't do a lot of starring roles because you have a lot of time just to stare at that face that's not doing anything.
Right.
And you're like, boy, he's got a really big nose. But his cheeks are really puffy. He's really... Yeah, he's got one eyebrow. You know, it's stuff like that. You just,
He's got one eyebrow.
Well, he doesn't really. But,
Thank you for coming to my birthday party.
So
he's ridiculous. Anyway, terrible movie.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the movies that are opening today? At
sure,
Ray
but I'll throw out one other one fast. I saw Dolphin Tale, which also made a buttload of money.
Yeah.
$20 million or something. Yeah. It's made for 5-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds. That's all I have to say. Really.
Dolphin loses a tail. Dolphin gets a tail.
Dolphin loses a tail. Learns to swim anyway.
This is my friend Winter the Dolphin. And I just know you're going to love her as much as I do.
Yeah, that line is actually in the movie.
I told you.
I did giggle out loud during that. Yeah.
I told you.
The dolphin's my best friend. You get that one, too. It's like, really? You need to get out more, kid.
So is that one guy. That,
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So anyway.
The what was that called? The Wet Mistress?
What is that?
Called, there's a book out. It's called Moist Goddess or something like that.
Wet Goddess. Wet Goddess.
You shove moist in the title. That's a...
It's a guy in the 70s who had a sexual relationship with a dolphin.
Like 40 years ago.
Really?
And now he's clean.
But I think he feels okay about it because...
Does he?
Well,
he shouldn't.
It's his assertion that the dolphin initiated the relationship.
Well, yeah, blame the victim. Great.
Let's talk about the new movies.
That's why
that
when he heard
today.
A dolphin's tail, he was probably like, T-A-I-L.
We've got 50-50 in movie theaters today at the Rave Motion Pictures. By the way, the sponsors of this segment, stay tuned to win a 4-pack of tickets. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen star as best friends whose lives are changed when one of them is diagnosed with cancer. Joseph Gordon-Levitt gets the cancer, and Seth Rogen is along for the ride. And here's a clip. They think the cancer could be the angle they've been looking for to pick up women.
You really think that a girl's going to go for me just because I have cancer?
For the millionth time, yes! Help me help you get laid.
You think that would work?
It would totally work.
All right, let's do it.
Lots of hot girls.
Okay, right there.
All right.
Loose shirt.
Just,
go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just talk. Just spark up a conversation.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. You know what I'd do? Get into the cancer thing faster.
Faster?
Faster. It's your hook, man. It's what you got. It's, you know.
So what, just, that's
just
the first thing I say? I'm just like, hello, I have cancer.
That's what makes you different. It's what sets you apart. It's, you know, you're sympathetic.
Okay, okay.
Just try it.
Okay.
What year is it? I love that guy.
It's a great song.
Totally.
I have cancer.
I was wrong. It was weird.
I think I have all the Seth Rogen I need.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just I can't. I'm over him.
I think I have enough.
Yeah.
Even if this is good.
Now I just hear him on these clips that we play on the radio, and I just see that blobby thing from Aliens versus Monsters, and it's like, no, he's just kind of a big blobby thing
To be reminded that it's time to breathe in.
Yeah.
the blobby thing's actually pretty funny. Seth Rogen, not so much.
No. No.
You know
but
what,
other good people in this. I mean, I love Levitt. He's great.
And Anna Kendrick's in it.
She's awesome.
She plays the shrink in this.
Yeah.
So check that
Angelica
out.
Houston. It's got good people.
Also opening today, Dream House. Family moves into a new house only to learn that the previous residents were brutally murdered with the killer still at large.
Oh, you'll like this.
This has got Daniel Craig in it.
Yeah, and Naomi Watts
and
Rachel
Weisz.
Yeah.
I mean,
what on earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of those movies where they move in, and it's like the old Eddie Murphy bit, you know? And they move in the house, and they hear, get out. And because they're white people, they stay
in. They stay,
right. Here's a little bit from the movie Dream House in theaters today.
Once upon a time, there were two little girls who lived in a house.
Yeah, you're home. You're so beautiful. Stay like that forever.
Sweetie, are you okay?
What are you so scared about?
There's something out there.
You live here and you don't know about the murders.
What murders?
The whole family was shot. The father survived.
Who did it?
The focus came down to the father.
Peter Lord Slaughterhouse.
Everybody who lives in this house gets killed.
That's chilling. I don't know if I could do this movie.
Yeah.
It seems a little too spooky for
me. A little bit too much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some good people involved. But they didn't screen it for critics. Did you know that?
Oh, so that means...
That's not a good sign.
Bad.
Yeah, that gets me a little nervous.
And also...
And they've held on to it for forever. I think they finished filming this, 3 years ago?
Oh, no kidding.
I think it's been in the shelf for a while. I don't know.
Also...
That doesn't seem to add up, does it?
No.
Well,
something's wrong here.
We'll release it once they stop making Saw movies in October.
Yeah.
What? Oh, they... No Saw movie this year?
They did.
All right, put it out.
We're done. Yeah.
And then also opening today, a romantic comedy, What's Your Number? It's Anna Faris embarking on a quest to find the best ex of her life before she misses her chance at true love. Here she is talking with Chris Evans. Ugh.
Yeah.
What's your number?
I don't know why girls care so much about the number anyway.
You guys all have this ideal girl in your minds. And if our number gets too high, we can't be that girl.
The ideal girl. Tell me about it.
You know, you can take her home to the family. She's smart, but not smarter than you. And she bakes apple pies with your mom and plays catch with your handicapped sister. But then when you're alone, she takes off her glasses and puts on a vinyl catsuit.
That girl doesn't exist. If she did, I'd be sleeping with her. And what kind of guy cares about how many people you slept with anyway?
Decent guys.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think you're saying Anna Faris is enough, isn't it?
It should be. But she's like Statham. It's like, oh, man, you're so great. Why are you making so much crap, you know?
Yeah, I don't share your she's so great.
You really? You don't no. like? Yeah. No. Oh, I love Anna Faris.
Name one good movie she's in.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. Well, isn't that a problem?
Like, at some point, Mike,
she
it's,
is
it's
so
her.
Good. Like, I mean, the House Bunny, she's awesome.
I think she's one note. Isn't
yeah, but the note's pretty good.
No, know? No.
I don't know.
This is where you're wrong, Mr.
Her.
Critic.
I think she's fun.
I think she's one note.
I have a strong suspicion after enduring this, you won't dig her anymore.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
But
anyway.
There it is.
Play catch with your handicapped brother. What?
Yeah, it's just a little weird. The dialogue already a little too cute.
We've also got that courageous movie opening.
That's a Kirk Cameron movie about.
Well, he's not in it, but it's a Kirk Cameron movie. Yeah,
he's referenced
about police officers, I guess,
or firefighters, or is
well,
it
I think
officers?
The last one was firefighters.
Oh, the last one was fireproof. That was fireproof. This is about the thin blue line.
Yes, we're on fire absolutely. For God at some point, right?
I mean, something like that.
Sort of religious notes. Yeah. There you go.
We'll see.
Rave Motion Pictures, we've got a 4-pack of passes for the ninth caller at 326-ROCK, 326-1049. You can see these movies and see if you agree with Mike with what he says. Read his reviews at rcreader.com. Is this a week that you're out in print?
We had a print issue yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So there's a new one on stands, even as we speak.
I missed
go
that
pick it up.
One. I'll go grab it over the weekend and read more of your insightful columns.
Go see Moneyball, too. And it's good.
Moneyball, he says, is good. By the way, saw Drive.
Did you? Okay. What'd you think?
Liked it.
All right.
Could have done a little editing.
Okay. A little bit long for you?
Thought it was a little dry.
Some of those pauses were starting to creep me out a little bit.
There's some pauses. There's that one shot of Gosling and Carey Mulligan staring at each other for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's the scene I'm talking about. Yeah. Where I'm like, I get what you're going for here, but...
Enough.
It's starting to weird me out.
Albert Brooks, though?
Albert
amazing.
Brooks is, Albert Brooks is terrific.
Yeah, he's good.
Albert Brooks is... terrific.
Yeah.
Now you've got a mess to clean up. Now you can spend the day cleaning up my mess.
He's so good.
I haven't given anything away. That's a great part of the movie. All
right.
Is
that with or without the Browning mechanism?
Oh my God. Here's the thing, man. It's not that Albert Brooks.
Oh, I understand.
Oh,
I understand.
It's ain't your papa's Albert Brooks.
Oh
no.
Boy.
This is Joe Pesci's Albert Brooks.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I like The Drive a lot. I recommend that too.
Good.
But
a little. A little trimming wouldn't have killed you.
Yeah, and that 80s synth music was driving me a little nuts, too.
Okay, all right.
I get what they were going for.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
At the
that's
the
why
end,
I liked
like,
it, I think. It was a little bit...
I am a human being. Like, oh my God, turn this thing off. Other than that, though, I'd say it's a solid movie.
Okay.
Mike, thanks for your time. Ninth caller gets a 4-pack of passes to Rave Motion Pictures. 326-ROCK, 326-1049. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.